the people sworn. They can ask questions and they can make sworn comments. Can you please identify yourself for the record?
Fred Jones. Stephen Balzano, Clinton Township.
And your address?
Clinton Township. Street address is not necessary for swearing in. Just the residence.
Well, it's not.
I'm sorry, no question.
If it was an application for development, we would actually, just so you know, we would need your street address and the street to determine if you were within 200 feet.
Old Mountain Road. I just love to give John a hard time. So,
give you a hard time back, no problem.
So I was debating how to start this because...
Yeah, we'd like to swear you in first. That was pretty swift on your part, though.
Yeah, but I'd get you off your game, John.
Yeah, you won't.
I did. B as in boy, A-L-Z-A-N-O, Stephen with a B.
And can you spell your street?
Old.
It's all right. Just playing
as in
you.
John's age.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Trying to start this off light, I debated between using a parallel with the movie Groundhog Day, which some of you may have seen, or in light of the option A, option B presentation, a Chinese menu. And I started off like, but in reality, it's unfortunate that for whatever reason, Clinton Township can't shed the legacy of Lindy Acres. And I'm doing this tonight not because I necessarily care what you do with the housing plan. Those days are behind me. But that I can... for the benefit of you that I don't know on this board, free my conscience and put the guilt on you. But let me speak a little bit to the history of Windy Acres site and the complication that presents in terms of the township's future should you move ahead with adoption of the plan as it's currently proposed. Windy Acres has been in the housing plan for many, many years, so approximately 20 years. And for about 15 years of that, it has been an ongoing and lengthy battle, both a legal battle with legal challenges from the then-developer Pulte Homes against the township and an opposing legal battle against the residents of the township against Pulte Homes. Curious, in the course of those legal battles, the township, because of the compelling need to provide support to the affordable housing project that was in their plan, obligated to construct a sewer treatment plant to service the development in the surrounding area. The cost ultimately would have been reimbursed by the user, but the town was essentially the agreement obligated the township to incur the debt and maintain the service of that treatment plan until such time as that full development of the service area was built out. The cost of that to the township would have been several millions of dollars. And it speaks to the law of unintended consequences because, as I understand the history of Windy Acres, that was never intended to be the case. I don't think anybody ever envisioned that that site would be developed. In the course of challenges to the developer's plans before the planning board, there was a changing moment when the state found a young-of-the-year trout within Rockaway Creek, which changed the classification, and it gave the basis for the reclassification of the stream to trout maintenance to trout production. Under state law, trout production qualifies for Category 1 classification, which changes effluent standards for wastewater discharging to the stream. It essentially requires a higher level of treatment, which results in a greater level of costs, and rendered both, as it turns out, surface water and groundwater discharges to the creek from the surrounding land area that we know of as Windy Acres, which includes the portion that you have included in your plan, as economically infeasible. Now, I'm saying that as a matter of public record, and more recently, the mayor, the township attorney, the current mayor, the former mayor, have all acknowledged that wastewater treatment on Windy Acres is not feasible, which presents a dilemma, and that the only feasible alternative for providing sewer treatment to any development on Windy Acres would be via connection to the Reddington sewage system. And I would present to you that in the absence of a will serve letter, What the public record does have is a series of legal challenges by the developer of Windy Acres, as well as numerous other developers within Reddington Township, most recently as last year, challenging Reddington Township for allocation of sewer capacity. And all those allocation requests using the courts have been denied because Reddington doesn't own any sewer capacity. All their available sewer capacity has already been contracted out to end users, one of which, as John knows, is Merck, who owns a massive amount of sewer capacity, unused sewer capacity, but it's tied to the future development of their property holdings. And when Pulte sued to try to secure that sewer capacity, every one of those contractual owners of that available capacity fought that lawsuit. And explained, and the courts upheld, that you can't take away an asset that those individuals have paid for and maintained over the years and relying on for future economic development of properties that they own. The reality is there is no available sewer capacity in Reddington. And if it was that easy, the process is relatively simple. And I would say one of the great deficiencies in the plan as it currently exists is it doesn't demonstrate for either of the two principal properties, Marukian or Windy Acres, how you intend to service the property. That process, in any developer's mind, will tell you, is very relatively easy, due diligence. You write a letter to the authority that controls the capacity, and you request a will serve or an allocation of capacity. If the capacity is available or they intend to provide capacity in the future, they'll send you a letter. You do the development applications. You can't deem an application complete without some demonstration of wastewater treatment. A will serve letter will generally suffice in that regard. You do not have a will serve letter for Windy Acres. You likely would never get a will serve letter for Windy Acres. Now, what's curious is Windy Acres in the current form came from the former mayor, Nick Corcadillis, and I helped him. I was, as many of you know, instrumental in trying to close out Windy Acres. That is a time when they were expressed a willingness to sell. As part of that acquisition, we didn't put all of the property in Green Acres, encumbered property, which we could have easily have done at the time because we wanted to reserve a portion of the land, as you currently see it, about 35 acres fronting on road frontage for future affordable housing, recognizing that the property did not have and likely would not have for any time in the foreseeable future access to sewer capacity. But it was intended to provide a safeguard to the township as a future repository for affordable housing, recognizing, as you've seen again for the fourth to fifth time in the last 10 years, COA doesn't seem to go away, even in name, possibly, but not in principle. The township will still have future obligations. So I have no objection philosophically to accommodate affordable housing on the Windy Acres site. My fundamental objection is that you continue to include it in your plan. The risk with that to the township is that if anybody wants to challenge your plan at its face, they will challenge the extensive public record that Windy Acres has no access to, no availability, no prospects for sewer treatment, rendering the site not suitable for affordable housing development. Now, I realize you have an option A and an option B. The problem is option B relies on Windy Acres to meet an obligation that expired in when? 1999? Your prior round. You probably, even if you started today in earnest without any consideration to cost, it would take you a better part of a decade without any consideration of cost, in order to secure approvals for on-site wastewater disposal. And the likelihood is, given the instability in Reddington politics right now, that's probably the most likely prospect that you have for providing sewer to Windy Acres, and the cost will be astronomical. You will pay as much for that treatment plant today as Windy Acres would have paid for the entire treatment plant to service the 1,000 homes before the C1 classification took effect. So what I'm suggesting to you is take a long look at the Windy Acres proposal. Is it valid? Is it realistic? Does it have any prospects to generate units in the near term? If it doesn't, then it is a sham, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a sham that has a long public record that anybody that wants to object to the plan can use to point to the fact or imply that the township is not serious about it complying or addressing its affordable housing obligation in the near term, whether it's an option A or option B. Secondly, if you are sincere, in your efforts to accommodate, address your affordable housing obligation, you are now cross-burdening your affordable housing plan by putting in not one municipally sponsored project, but two. That's expensive. There is a cost to that. There are pros and cons associated with municipally sponsored projects. You control it, but you also run the risk of a financial burden associated with it. If you accommodate two plans, whether it's a Chinese menu or not, the only practical and reasonable approach would be advance both. It provides you with a higher level of security if you think you can secure those approvals in a timely fashion. But if not, it just incurs cost without any measurable or beneficial outcome. So my ask is take a hard look at the Windy Acres proposal. Marukian has challenges that you should rectify immediately, but there are challenges that can be easily overcome. There is nothing preventing the township, if they were sincere and they've put that in the plan 5 years ago, to, despite some objections, in those 5-year time they have spent, I would safely estimate, $100,000 on engineering studies and investigations that came up empty, and you will start to do the same if you keep it in your plan. But if you're sincere in your efforts to try to make Windy Acres viable, then by all means, spend the money. Do it. You'll spend a lot of money over a long period of time without any measurable income, but you will not put the town at risk by having it in your plan. If I am wrong, and you can successfully secure the approvals that necessary for Windy Acres, there is nothing preventing you from modifying your plan in the future and include an additional affordable housing site, and then choose at your discretion which is the most appropriate site to address our affordable housing obligation. But I don't think that's the case, and I think you're taking a terrible risk and putting the town in a terribly compromised position by continuing to include Windy Acres in the affordable housing plan for no other reasons than for political appeasement. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.